by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah. Even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to our program, Rise and Shine. Try to join me with the whole program, wherever you are, in Africa, in America, Canada, Europe, wherever you are in the world, welcome to our program. And inshallah, Azawajal, like I said, normally we do have a very packed program. We're going to be talking about another very famous personality today, inshallah, Azawajal. And it brings you a smile, one of my favorite personalities in Islam. Obviously, every Sahabi is my favorite personality, but amongst them, Sahaba, alhamdulillah, Azawajal, you do get some personalities that do stick out amongst all the rest of them. Inshallah, we're going to talk about that personality. Who is that personality? I'll let you know later on. But nevertheless, without any hesitation and more talking, let's get the program started with the recitation of the glorious Quran. And today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, if I quickly check this, we're going to be going through Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 42 to verse number 52. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon shaitan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Allah ke naam se shuru jo nihayat meherban rahm wala.
إن كاد ليضلنا عن آلهتنا لولا أن صبرنا عليها.
قریب تھا کہ یہ ہمیں ہمارے خداؤں سے بہکا دیں اگر ہم ان پر صبر نہ کرتے.
وسوف يعلمون حين يرون العذاب من أضل سبيلا.
اور اب جانا چاہتے ہیں جس دن عذاب دیکھیں گے کہ کون گمراہ تھا.
أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا.
کیا تم نے اسے نہ دیکھا جس نے اپنے جی کی خواہش کو اپنا خدا بنا لیا, تو کیا تم اس کی نگہبانی کا ذمہ لوگے.
أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ.
یا یہ سمجھتے ہو کہ ان میں بہت کچھ سنتے یا سمجھتے ہیں.
انہم الا کالانعام بل ہم اضل سبیلا.
وہ تو نہیں مگر جیسے چوپائے بلکہ ان سے بھی بدتر گمراہ.
الم تر الی ربک کیف مد الظل ولو شاء لجعله ساکنا ثم جعلنا الشمس علیہ دلیلا.
اے محبوب, کیا تم نے اپنے رب کو نہ دیکھا کہ کیسا پھیلایا سایہ, اور اگر چاہتا تو اسے ٹھہرایا ہوا کر دیتا, پھر ہم نے سورج کو اس پر دلیل کیا.
ثم قبضناه الينا قبضا يسيرا.
پھر ہم نے آہستہ آہستہ اسے اپنی طرف سمیٹا.
وهو الذي جعل لكم الليل لباسا والنوم سباتا وجعل النهار نشورا.
اور وہی ہے جس نے رات کو تمہارے لیے پردہ کیا اور نیند کو آرام اور دن بنایا اٹھنے کے لیے.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ.
اور وہی ہے جس نے ہوائیں بھیجیں اپنی رحمت کے آگے مشدہ سناتی ہوئیں.
وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا.
اور ہم نے آسمان سے پانی اتارا پاک کرنے والا.
لنحیی به بلدتا میتا ونسقیه مما خلقنا انعاما واناسی کثیرا,
تاکہ ہم اس سے زندہ کریں کسی مردہ شہر کو اور اسے پلائیں اپنے بنائے ہوئے بہت سے چوپائے اور آدمیوں کو.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَاهُ بَيْنَهُمْ لِيَذَّكَّرُوا فَأَبَى أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ إِلَّا كُفُورًا,
اور بے شک ہم نے ان میں پانی کے پھیرے رکھے کہ وہ دھیان کریں تو بہت لوگوں نے نہ مانا مگر ناشکری کرنا.
وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَبَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ نَذِيرًا,
اور ہم چاہتے تو ہر بستی میں ایک ڈر سنانے والا بھیجتے.
فَلَا تُطِعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدُهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا,
تو کافروں کا کہا نہ مان اور اس قرآن سے ان پر جہاد کر بڑا جہاد.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل, that was the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. May Allah ta'ala give me and all of us the ability to recite the Quran, to understand the Quran, and to act upon the beautiful teachings of the glorious Quran. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, try to make it your habit. I think I keep on reiterating this, repeating the importance of reading the Quran, the importance of practicing upon the Quran. And it's very important that we as a family try to have a day in the week where we all sit down, we all read the Quran. And hopefully, inshallah azza wa jal, that's how we can make our house a better house. We can make a house a practical house, inshallah azza wa jal. And that's where the barakat and blessings will be. We've got our daily kalam. Without any hesitation, let's go and listen to the daily kalam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Dil ko sukoon چمن میں نا پھیلا نظار میں, سوز و گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں, سوز و گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں, دل کو سکون چمن میں نا. یا مصطفیٰ بلائیے اپنے دیار میں, یا مصطفیٰ بلائیے اپنے دیار میں, سرکار آؤں طیبہ کے پھر لالہ زار میں, سرکار پھر لالہ زار میں, دل کو سکون چمن میں نا. ہر سال یا الہی مجھے حج نصیب ہو, ہر سال یا الہی مجھے حج نصیب ہو, جب تک جیوں میں عالم نا پائے
جب تک جیوں میں عالم نا پائے دار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا ہر سال غازری ہو مدینے کی خیر سے ہر سال غازری ہو مدینے کی خیر سے ہر سال کاش آؤں میں تیرے دیار میں ہر سال کاش آؤں میں تیرے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا افسوس گھٹتی جا رہی ہے روز زندگی پر میں دبا ہی جاتا ہوں اسی آنکھ کے بعد جاتا ہوں اسی آنکھ کے بار میں تجھ کو حسن حسین کا دیتا ہوا واسطہ تجھ کو حسن حسین سیتا اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار میں اللہ موت دے مجھے ان کے دیار چمن میں نا بدکار و نابکار کا ایمان یا نبی بدکار و نابکار کا ایمان یا نبی محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں محفوظ رکھنا آپ کے ہے اختیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا کرتے رہو یہ حق سے دعا میرے بھائیوں عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں عطار کو دے موت نبی کے دیار میں سارا اندھیرا دور مزار میں عطار جب وہ آئیں گے تیرے مزار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا پھیلا نظار میں سوز و گداز ہے فقط ان کے دیار میں دل کو سکون چمن میں نا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل. A very beautiful kalam. The personality that I want to be talking about today is سیدنا عمر ابن الخطاب رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, the second خلیف of Islam. And one aspect of his character, of his seerat, we're going to be discussing today, and that is the fear of Allah. یعنی عمر بن خطاب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا خوف خدا. How he used to fear in the court of Allah عز و جل, how he used to be crying in the court of Allah عز و جل. He says that one day, امیر المؤمنین سیدنا عمر بن خطاب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he called a famous tabi'i buzurg. The definition of a tabi'i is the one who has seen the sahaba with iman and then they die as a Muslim. They die with iman. So they see the sahabi with iman and they die with iman is the definition of a tabi'i. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Sayyidina Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and he says that, oh Ka'b, tell me something that will bring in me the fear of Allah azza wa jal. And Sayyidina Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that, ya Amir al-Mu'minin, agar aap qiyamat ke din 70 anbiya ikram ke amal lekar aaye tab bhi mahshar ke ahwal dekh kar unhe bahut kam hi janne lagenge. He says that even if you bring the deeds of 70 prophets of Allah azza wa jal, then you will still not be able to understand the day of the reckoning. Ye sunkar Amir al-Mu'minin ne kuch der ke liye sar jhuka liya, you know, just for a while. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he put his head down and he started to cry in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. To such an extent, rikkat mein kami aayi to irshad farmaya. Yani he started to cry in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. When he settled down a bit, he says, oh Ka'b, tell me more. And then Sayyidina Ka'b al-Akhbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he further said, on the day of judgment, when the day arrives, اللہ تعالیٰ سب اگلو پچھلو کو ایک میدان میں جمع فرمائے گا. فرشتے نازل ہو کر صفے بنائیں گے. دی اینجلز دے ول ڈیسینڈ اینڈ دے ول میک دا روز. اس کے بعد اللہ ارشاد فرمائے گا, اے جبریل, جہنم کو لے آؤ. اللہ تعالیٰ ول دین سے ٹو جبریل دیٹ, او جبریل, گو اینڈ برنگ دا فائر آف ہیل. حضرت جبریل علیہ السلام ول برنگ دا فائر آف ہیل, اینڈ دین جہنم مخلوق سے 100 برس کی راہ پر فاصلے پر رہ جائے گی. When the fire of hell will be 100 years of distance away from the people, is zor se garjegi ke jis se makhlooq ke dil dehl jayenge, and then it will roar the fire of hell that the hearts of people, they will be uncontrollable. You know, just like when someone makes you feel scared and how your heart becomes scared, that is going to be the way it's going to happen. When it roars again, then all the prophets of Allah and the angels, they will fall to their knees. And when it roars the third time, and it says that jab logon ke dil gale tak pahunch jayenge, people's hearts will come to their throats, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam arz karenge, ya ilahi, main tere khaleel hone ke sadqe se sirf apne liye sawal karta hu. He will say that, ya Allah, I ask you regarding myself. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, he will say that, ya Allah azza wa jal, the respect and honor that you have given me, ya Allah, I ask you only for myself. You can imagine how that day will be like. You know, I've mentioned the story and we've listened to the story, but to be honest with you, I didn't feel anything. Why? Because that just shows you that we say that we fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, but when we talk about these kind of things, we need to be fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla. Maybe we've committed many, many sins, many serious sins, many major sins, not only minor, but major sins. But we can't cry like these great people. And these are those companions that were given the glad tidings of paradise whilst in the dunya. What about us? We were not given paradise. We don't even know where we are going to end up in. But how much do we cry in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? How much do we cry in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? Hubbe dunya mein dil phans gaya hai. Nafse badkar haavi hua hai. Amir Ahl Sunnat, he says, Hai shaitan bhi piche pada hai. Ya khuda tujhse meri dua hai. And this is, my dear Islam brothers, now what happens? We will not be given respite. We will not be given any time. We will not be given any more time that, okay, go back to the dunya, prepare for this. We're not going to be given that time. Now is the time that we prepare for the hereafter. Abu moka hai. Do it now or else it's going to be really, really late. Badi koshishen ki guna chodne ki. Rahe ah nakam hum ya ilahi. Mujhe sachi toba ki taufeeq de de. Pae tajdare haram. Ya ilahi. We're going to be talking about the fear of Allah of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was amongst the Ashra'i Mubashara. And he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the one that would give tarbiyat directly to these companions, because he was, mashallah, amongst the companions. He was amongst the companions were the lucky ones that spent time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says that aapke shehzade sahabi rasul sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that one day I was walking behind Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and I could hear my father crying three rows, you know, ahead of me. He goes that when we went for salah, I could hear three rows behind, I could hear my father crying in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala anhu se rivayat hai. He says, one day Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, for a reason he was delayed for Is-Salatul Isha. He was delayed. He goes, then I became the imam. Aap baad mein tashreef le aaye aur namaz mein shamil hoge. So he came later on and he started to offer salah as well. And he says, maine surat az-zariyat ki tilawat ki aur jab main is ayat mubarakah par pahuncha, he goes that when I started to recite surat az-zariyat, he says that when I read these words, wa fis samaa'i rizqukum ma tu'adun, tarjuma kanzul iman, aur aasman mein tumhara rizq hai aur jo tumhe vaada diya jata hai, yani whatever the rizq has been written for you in the heavens and whatever has been promised to you. Sayyiduna Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu buland awaaz se rone lage. This was hadith pak in Kanzul Ummal. Subhanallah. Now this is what we call a sahabi rasul, a Muslim offering his salah in the true fear of Allah azza wa jal. This is why, you know, today when we offer our salah, we get so many thoughts in our mind. Kari karbar ne masail kari, ye masail kari, masail mukde hi nahi sare. Even in salah, we're thinking about many, many things. That's why we forget how many rakats we've done. That's why we forget, you know, have I given the sajda? That's why we start to think, have I even done wuzu or not? Why? Because, you know, our main aim is, theek hai ji, namaz padho, farz ada ho jaye. Yeah, just offer your salah. Just get the farz out of the way. If we have that in our mind, Allah is watching us, then we would not offer the salah that we, the way we do today. Haqeeqat baat hai. If we do understand that Allah is watching us, then we will not offer our salah the way we are doing. And he says that in one of the hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's mentioned, yani kal qiyamat ke din bande se sabse pehle uski namaz ke bare mein sawal hoga. That a person, the first thing he'll be asked about on the day of judgment is his salah. Now for salah, we need to be punctual in our salah. Even if you are working, leave everything and go for your salah. Especially when you get the opportunity to read with the jama'at, try to leave everything, go to the salah. Namaz ke liye jayen. Or else what's going to happen is we're going to stay busy in our salah. Some people, when you meet them, yara juma kona bane, oh, what can we do? We don't get days off from work. You know, that is not our break time. Why are we working in that place for? Why are you working in a place where they're not even letting you offer your salah? You need to be, you know, thinking to yourself, who gives you risk? Allah gives you risk. We all believe in that. It's our aqeedah. So phir kyun? Why are we working in a place where they would not let us offer our salah? And what have we done, you know, to make sure that they don't stop us from offering our salah? Humne kiya kya hai? To pyare Islam bhaiyo, namaz is very, very important. And then the one who has khushu or khuzu, humbleness, sincerity, the more humble he is in his salah, the more you humble yourself in the court of Allah, the more barakat you'll get in your salah. It says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, it is quoted in Sunan Abu Dawud Sharif, Allah ne paanch namazein farz farmayi hain. Allah ta'ala has made 5 salah compulsory. Jo inke liye behtar tarike se wuzu kare aur unhe unke waqt mein ada kare, inke ruku wa sujood khushu ke saath poore kare. Whoever offers the 5 times salah with sincerity, with humbleness, to kya hai? Allah ke zimme karam par hai. Uski maghfirat farma de. It is incumbent upon Allah Ta'ala to forgive that person. Or jo unhe ada nahi karega, and the one who does not offer his salah, it is incumbent upon Allah Ta'ala. Either he forgives them or he punishes them. Subhanallah. Let's look at the seerat of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a khalifa. He was the Amirul Mu'mineen. He was the state leader. He was the leader of the Muslims. He had such a vast land where Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu conquered so many lands, and still he had time to offer salah. Tasana hai nikki ji makani honi hai usne fikr hi jaisan bill nahi chune bill nahi deyo ne a problem ho problem tasana nikka ja makan hai usne tangiyan se nahi uthan deniya. Wajah is because we do not do it for the sake of Allah. We do not do it. We don't take it seriously. Theek hai, namaz padni hai, we'll offer our salah. It doesn't really matter if I miss my salah. Astaghfirullah. This is the kind of mentality some people have. It doesn't matter if I miss my salah. Of course it matters. Salah is farz upon you. Yeah? Does it matter? Why do you go to work every day? Wouldn't it matter if you don't go one day? Oh yeah, but if I don't go to work one day, they'll dock off my wage. You know, they're going to pay me less because I haven't worked for that day. So dunya ni itni fikr. We worry about the dunya so much. And let me tell you one thing, Amir al-Sunnat, he often says that those people who worry about their dunya, their worries will never end. Oh, pareshaniyan khatam hi nahi honiyan. Jara dunya ne masail pe tangiyan hi karna resi. Let's worry about the grave. Let's worry about the hereafter. Let's worry about what's going to happen to me when I pass away. You know, the awliya Allah, one of their beautiful things that they used to do, they used to contemplate. They used to think about their grave, their hereafter. So they used to think, what's going to happen if I, when I die? Am I going to die as a Muslim when I'm in my grave? How am I going to live there alone? We never think of that. Because we're this, in this vicious circle, going round and round. You know, have you seen a mouse? And he runs on a wheel. All the mouse does is keeps on running, keeps on running, keeps on running. There's no stopping. Unless the mouse stops, the circle, that wheel will stop. If it doesn't stop, the wheel will never stop. This is exactly what we are doing today. We are running on that wheel. Dunya, dunya, dunya. And the more we run after the dunya, the more the dunya runs away from us. Look at those people. Dunya comes to them. We are seeing brothers killing their own blood brothers. Yara sakke pra. Aapas hi dushman bante hain. Kaisne piche hai? Zameen piche hai, paisiyan piche hai. And, you know, sakka pyo, you know, doesn't even give anything to his son. Arguments, mother has an argument with its daughters. Ye na me zevar deni, ye mara zevar hai, ye mare aaran. Khuda ne bande ho, just think of what you are doing. What is it that we are, what is it that we want from this dunya? What has the dunya given to anyone? Dunya kya dita kusaki? What has the dunya given? It has given nothing but problems to people. So therefore, forget the dunya. Yeah, you will get your share of the dunya. Don't worry about that. Worry about the hereafter where you need to make your share. In the dunya, you've been given your share. Before you were born, whatever you need to earn, you need to eat, everything has been written down for you. Sab kuch labsi. But we have not been given a share in the hereafter. We've got to earn that share. We've got to work hard for that share. We've got to leave our homes for that share. We've got to struggle for that share, or else you're not going to get anything. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his kunyat was Abu Hafs, and laqab, yani his title, he was called Farooq-e-A'zam. Ek riwayat mein hai, aap 39 mardon ke baad پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کی دعا سے اعلان نبوت کے چھٹے سال ایمان لائے, یعنی on the sixth year of the announcement of prophethood, سیدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ accepted Islam, and that was the دعا. Now you can imagine, in 6 years, only 39 people accepted Islam in 6 years. Just imagine how hard it was for the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and the early Muslims. How hard it was for them. But subhanallah, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the 40th Muslim to accept Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. He is also known as Mutammimul Arba'een. He's known as the one who completes the 40. Mutammimul Arba'een. Aapke Islam kubul karne se Muslimanu ko behad khushi hui. You know, the day Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepted Islam, that was one of the happiest days of Islam. And he says that Hazrat Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the battles that he would go to, Allah ta'ala would give victory to the Muslims. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before he passed away, he chose Sayyiduna Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu as the next Khalif of the Muslims, and all the Muslims did bayat on his hands. آپ نے تخت خلافت پر رونق افروز رہ کر جانشینی مصطفیٰ کے تمام تر ذمہ داریوں کو بہت اچھے انداز سے سر انجام دیا. He was a true خلیف of the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سبحان اللہ. آپ بصیرت اور دانش مندی کے روشن چراغ تھے. You know, بصیرت, he had so much wisdom, and he was a true great leader. You know, his wisdom, his way of thinking, his way of doing things was an amazing, and it was a unique way of, mashallah, running the affairs of Islam. And he was such a strong person. You know, he was a humble person. He was a simple person. Subhanallah. He was a very, very truthful person, a very brave person. Hosle wale the. He had a lot of courage. Istiqamat, he had a lot of istiqamat as well. Diyanat or imanat, you know, subhanallah. The truthness of Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an amazing. His character overall, whatever you talk about Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is never going to be enough. Subhanallah. Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, even though the early Muslims went through a lot of difficult time, they went through trials and tribulations. When Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed away, Sayyidina Suhaib radiallahu ta'ala anhu ne aapki namaz janaza padhai, اور گوہر نایاب فیضان نبوت سے فیضیاب خلیفہ عمر بن خطاب کا روضہ مبارک سیدنا ابو بکر صدیق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کے ساتھ ہوا. سیدنا عمر فاروق رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ is buried next to the Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. شہادت اے خدا عطار کو دے دے مدینے میں, کرم فرما الہی واسطہ فاروق اعظم کا. سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, amongst many of his qualities, Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a lot of qualities. Ek baar aapne zameen se ek mutti ka dhela uthaya aur farmaya, I wish I was this dust, that my mother had not given birth to me. That is how humble and simple he was. He says, I wish I was this dust, that my mother had not given birth to me. How, you know, where can you get this, subhanallah, humbleness and ajizi? My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our program Rise and Shine. Inshallah Azawajal, we've got a daily reminder for you as well. So inshallah Azawajal, we're going to go straight to our daily reminder, and after that we'll come straight back inshallah Azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The rizq, which is known as sustenance, is something that we all need to fulfill our basic necessities. So let us listen to two lightnings for increasing rizq. The Messenger of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached by one of his companions who said, O Messenger of Allah, the world has turned its back upon you. He replied, Do you not remember what the angels glorify Allah Azza wa Jalla with, by blessings of which rizq is given? When Fajr begins, recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi Subhanallah al-Azim Astaghfirullah. The companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu committed this to his memory and laughed. He returned after a few days and exclaimed, O Messenger of Allah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wealth of the world came rushing to me, such that I did not know what to take it and where to put it. Sahal bin Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu explains how a man complained of his poverty to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In reply, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Give salam to your family, and when you enter your home, if nobody is inside, present salam to me and recite Qul huwallahu ahad, meaning all of Surah Ikhlas once. The companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu acted upon this and became so wealthy that he began distributing his wealth amongst his neighbors and his relatives. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. We were talking about the fear of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The fear of Allah Azza wa Jal of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, why is it important that we need to have the fear of Allah, and especially the fear of losing our iman at the time of our death? Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Mujaddid Deen o Millat, the reviver of the century, Maulana Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that a person who does not have the fear of losing his iman at the time of his death, it is feared that maybe that person will lose his iman. He doesn't have any fear. Parwaah nahi hai, mera iman khatam ho jayega, my iman will be destroyed. He does not have any worry regarding that. Now, iman, Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's mentioned in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina آمَنُتَّقُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. ترجمہ کنز الایمان from Surah Ali Imran, verse number 102. اے ایمان والو, او believers, اللہ سے ڈرو, fear Allah, جیسا اس سے ڈرنے کا حق ہے, the way that he has the rights to be feared, اور ہرگز نہ مرنا مگر مسلمان, and do not die unless a Muslim. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that isse maloom hua ke Islam par khatme hone ka aitbar agar umar bar momin bhi rahe, that if a person all his life has become a believer, he was a Muslim, yet it is still feared that he can destroy his iman at the time of his death. And he says that many people, you know, feared losing their iman because of the secret planning of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah ki khufiya tadbeer. I can remember Amir Ahl Sunnat, may Allah Ta'ala keep his shadow upon us all the time. He did a bayan in Multan Sharif and we were there as well. I think this was back in 2005 or 2006. And the topic was Allah ki khufiya tadbeer, the secret planning of Allah. And whilst doing the bayan, Amir Ahl Sunnat, he was there in a mode where he did not know where he was, and he fell to the ground and he was crying constantly in the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allahu Akbar. Remember this very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam quoted in Sahih Bukhari, innamal a'malu bil khawatim, a'mal ka daru madar khatime par hai, your actions depend on your ending. So if your ending is good, you recited the kalima, you passed away as a Muslim, then your a'mal will be good, your actions will be good. But if your ending is not good, ma'azallah, you know, you were drinking alcohol, you had drug, you know, you were a drug dealer, you were a drug addict, all these kind of things, then if your ending is not good, then it's feared that that person's iman will be destroyed at the time of his death. And then just coming back to the fear of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at the way he feared Allah. Look at his fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So much he feared Allah Azza wa Jal. and us, حالانکہ they were قطعی جنتی, they are those that are destined to go to paradise. They have already been given paradise. We haven't. We have not been given paradise. So how much do you think that we should be fearing Allah Azza wa Jal? Subhanallah. He says that, پیارے آقا علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے آپ کو جنت کی بشارت عطا فرمائی, مگر اس کے باوجود آپ نے فتنوں اور منافقین سے متعلق احوال حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے رازدار صحابی یعنی حضرت سیدنا حذیفہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, مینی سیکرٹس آف دی پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ہی آسکڈ ہم, او حذیفہ, از مائی نیم ریٹن امنگس دا منافقین؟ اینڈ سیدنا حذیفہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, ہی سیز دیٹ, یا امیر المؤمنین, آئی سویئر بائی اللہ یور نیم از ناٹ ریٹن امنگس دا منافقین. اینڈ سیز دیٹ سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کو یہ اندیشہ ہوا کہ ہی میرے نفس سے میرے احوال کو ڈاؤٹ فل تو نہیں کر دیا. He goes that my nafs maybe is put me into doubt about my actions. You know, subhanallah. And this was not just once, not twice, but this was a routine of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. And it says that Hazrat Sayyidina Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, ما كان عمر بن الخطاب بأولنا إسلاما ولا أقدامنا هجرة ولكنه كان أزهدنا في الدنيا وأرغبنا في الآخرة. یعنی امیر المؤمنین سیدنا فاروق اعظم نہ تو ہم سے پہلے ایمان لائے, he did not accept ایمان before us, he did not do ہجرت before us, مگر ہم سے بڑھ کر دنیا سے بے رغبت اور آخرت کے شائق ہوئے. یعنی he succeeded here, he superseded us in keeping away from the dunya. Sayyidina Sa'd bin Abi Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, another ashra mubashra sahabi, he says, I swear by Allah, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu did not do hijrat before us, lekin maine is baat ko jaan liya ke wo kyun hum par fazilat le gaye, and this is how I realized why he has been given fazilat more than us. Aur wo baat ye hai ki aap hum se zyada zuhd o taqwe wale hain. That I know that he is amongst us, he is the one with zuhd, with taqwa, with fear, and with humbleness as well. Subhanallah. Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, kana aktharu kalami Umar Allahu Akbar. Yani Amirul Mu'mineen ki zuban par aksar Allahu Akbar jari rehta tha. He would more constantly read Allahu Akbar. That's what we need to do as well. Get our tasbih. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Keep doing the zikr of Allah. Keep reciting Durood e Paak. Keep reciting Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, MashaAllah, La ilaha illallah. Keep repeating these good words. Inshallah, as well, we'll have a chance to die with Iman as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We've got the daily hadith, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We're going to go straight to the daily hadith, and then inshallah we'll come back and we'll talk just a bit more about this great sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's go to the daily hadith first. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
When we do dua, when we supplicate in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that we are carrying out an act of worship, ibadah. And as such, when we are supplicating, we should have full focus on this dua that we are making. We should be attentive. Our heart should be present. We shouldn't be neglectful and just as a formality, raise our hands. Listen to this one narration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala befriends that person who, when he supplicates, he does so emotionally whilst crying, beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state of complete humbleness and submission. This is how dua should be carried out. So next time you make dua, keep this hadith in mind. Be fully focused and attentive on the dua. Shed tears if possible and show humbleness, lowliness in the court of Allah. Your dua will be readily accepted.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Why and what is Khawf-e Khuda? What is the fear of Allah? There's a very beautiful book that has been printed by Maktabatul Madina, Kufriya Kalimat ke bare mein Sual Jawab. And this book is written by Amir Ahl-e Sunnat, mashallah. And it's a very important book, especially on the topic of safeguarding our iman and also about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. And what is Khawf-e Khuda? And what is the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal? And how we should as Muslims keep away even the words sometimes we utter, some of the words that we say, how they could be destroying a person's iman as well. And as they say that your worst enemy is your own tongue, because you might utter something, you might say something, and it'll be a word of kufr, and that will take you out of the fold of Islam. And the Quran, it mentions in many, many places how we should adopt a clean, pious character. Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in the Quran, para number 5, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 131. وَلَقَدْ وَصَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ أَنِ اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. اور بے شک تاکید فرما دی ہے ہم نے ان سے جو تم سے پہلے کتاب دیے گئے اور تم کو کہ اللہ سے ڈرتے رہو. یا ایھا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وقولوا قولا سدیدا. پارہ نمبر 22 سورہ احزاب ورس نمبر 70. ترجمہ کنزل ایمان. اے ایمان والو, او بیلیورز, اللہ سے ڈرو, فیئر اللہ, اور سیدھی بات کہو. اینڈ سے دا اسٹریٹ تھنگ, یعنی اسٹریٹ سے دا رائٹ تھنگ. وخافونی ان کنتم مؤمنین. سورہ آل عمران پارہ نمبر 4 ورس نمبر 175. ترجمہ کنزل ایمان. اور مجھ سے ڈرو اگر ایمان رکھتے ہو. اینڈ فیئر می اف یو ہیو ایمان. ناؤ دس از a direct khitab for the people, you know, because the word here, it means, or mujh se daro, we should fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Alhamdulillah, we have iman, we are Muslims, but we need to be fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla, His wrath. Always be in this mind frame that, you know, try to think to yourself as a Muslim, what if I can't keep my iman safe? What if I die not as a Muslim? What will happen? What will happen when I die? What will happen at the times of death, the pains of death? What will happen to me when I'm buried inside the grave? The punishments of Allah Ta'ala, then being risen, you know, on the day of judgment, and then being judged by Allah Azza wa Jalla, standing on the plains of judgment day for so many thousands and thousands of years. One day will be so long, it's equivalent to 50,000 years. And the earth will be made out of copper. The sun will be just 1.25 miles away from our heads. And it'll be boiling. Now, it's millions of miles away. We can't even know exactly. Millions of miles. Still, we can feel the heat. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. We'll wind down our program. But there's a very beautiful cartoon of Ghulam Rasool. I always love listening to Ghulam Rasool because there are so many Madani pearls. So hopefully, inshallah, they'll be watching this at home. So let's go and watch Ghulam Rasool. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Oh wow, how beautiful it looks. Let me put this color over here. That's nice. Hold on, where's my other block? Yes, there it is.
Where did I put my things? I just put it here, but it's not even here. Oof. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Why are you reciting sallallahu ala Muhammad?
It is stated in a blessed hadith that if a person forgets something, he should recite salat and salam. Inshallah, he will remember that forgotten thing.
Have you lost something that you can't find?
Yes, I can't find my stationery pouch and my notebook. I can't remember where I put them.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Yes, I remember now. I know where it is. Let me go and get it for you.
Oh, that's great. Jazakallahu khaira.
There you go, Brother Ghulam Rasool. There you go. Huh?
Fatima, you don't give something by throwing it. These are bad manners. Whenever you want to give something to someone, give it to him in his hand, with your right hand.
Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will be careful in future.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hadi Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, mashallah Azza wa Jal, we're watching Ghulam Rasool. And our topic for today was the fear of Sayyiduna Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalif of Islam. May Allah ta'ala, for their sake, give us that true fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and that understanding of how important it is to act upon our deen. And I would request and urge everyone to make dua. And also, what about ourselves? Alhamdulillah, I'm going to start to enroll, inshallah, so that I can, you know, try to become. I know it's hard to give time, but keep on going. And that's how we can, inshallah, make it successful. And the way we need to make it successful is that we bring our children forward as well. Our younger children, mashallah, Jamiatul Madina is accepting admissions now. You can go on to online, jamiatulmadinauk.co.uk. And inshallah, you can enroll online. If you have children, if you have sons or daughters, enroll them into Jamiatul Madina. There are so many beautiful, you know, fazilas, blessings of becoming a scholar of deen. Why not become a scholar yourself? If you can't become a scholar yourself, make sure that your sons or your daughters, your nephews or your nieces, they become scholars as well. And inshallah as well, where we have the full-time Jami'a, we also have a part-time Jami'a for the boys. That is also running, alhamdulillah. And inshallah, we're trying to open up many part-time classes around the country as well. Now, if you want to enroll on a part-time jamia, that's an exactly beautiful moment, you know, where your son, you know, a lot of parents, they say that because they go to college, university or school, we still want them to enroll. Jamiatul Madina is offering you free accommodation, free meals, free tuition, everything. Phir bhi na achha tha kusna kusoor hai. But inshallah, I make the intention to enroll myself. Jazakallah khairah for watching. Please take care of yourselves and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise and shine. And the sun will rise and shine.